Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Mixes moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mixes moves to third. Hook moves to second. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mixes scores. Hook moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mixes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Ti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. King strikes out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysonant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wysonant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0-for-1 in the game. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wysonant. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Coat covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. Grammas is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with McMillan covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. King reaches second base with a double. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenhunt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wisenhunt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Paula's pinch runs for Gus Bell. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paulus moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Paulus moves to third. Klusowski moves to second. One out. Jim Davis now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Paul is now playing left field. Frank Robinson now playing center field. Walt Morin pinch hits for Jim Davis. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixas moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 4 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixis moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lowne now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat bunts between the mound and first base. Lowne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffcoat for the out. Bridges moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chiti bunts towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Wisenant moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lowne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 5 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. George Crow pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wisenhunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 6 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenhunt, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Stan Paulus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulus is 0 for 1 in the game. Paulus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Kindle reaches third base with a triple. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Turk Lown. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-7 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jablonski scores. Bridges moves to third. Klipstein moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pollas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-6 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King strikes out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.